If you recall, I was about to embark on a very dangerous mission. A little humor there. Did you catch it? I was about to embark on a dangerous mission. Bark, embark. I'm a dog, see, and we bark. Pretty good, huh? You bet. Anyway, where were we? Oh yes, dangerous mission. I turned to Drover and whispered my last-minute instructions. Now remember, watch the house and sound the alarm if you see anyone coming. I stuck my nose in his face. And don't even think about running to the machine shed, you little chicken liver. I already thought about it. Well, erase it from your mind. Lock and load, soldier. This mission is now underway. And with those touching words, I left Drover to guard the thermometer, whilst I crept towards the open door of the car. You know, it's pretty careless of those guys to leave the car door open. That's something Sally Mae would never have done. Remember Sally Mae? She had radar eyes and X-ray vision for naughty thoughts. If there was a dog within 5 miles, she seemed to know it. And anytime she saw a dog, nasty little wrinkles of suspicion began forming on her brow. I mean, every time she looked at me, her gaze caused me to shrink and tremble with horrible feelings of guilt. The woman had no mercy. She never cut me any slack. She always suspected that I was seething with naughty thoughts. And you know what? I hate to admit it, but every once in a while she was right. Now, for example. But Slim and Loper, it didn't take much effort to run a scam on those two, especially when they were arguing about something. They just didn't pay any attention to their business. And that's one of the reasons that I went into this cookie mission with a clear conscience. Had I left the picnic basket unguarded in an open car? Had I left the door open? No! That had been their doing. They had set themselves up for a burglary, and I was merely, well, following the logic of the ages. Dog sees food. Food is unguarded. Dog eats food. The other reason my conscience was clear, well, we've already discussed that. The whole situation had been foretold in the stars and the moon. Well, the cookie moon, for sure, and maybe the stars, too. It's common knowledge in all parts of the world, in all languages, known and unknown, that when a cookie moon appears in the sky, dogs are ordered and commanded by the forces of the universe to eat some cookies. So we had an airtight case. On one side, the logic of the ages, and on the other side, the universal forces of destiny. Between those two forces stood, well, me, you might say, and there was absolutely nothing I could do but, well, burglarize the picnic basket. See, I was a helpless victim of forces beyond my control, and I was going to enjoy every minute of it.